7.
Live, you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and of course you can bring up anything that you'd like. That is the point of this program. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com, where we have a lot of features for you. In fact, the main feature allows you to control the content of the website. You can submit various different things to it, maybe news articles or blog posts or perhaps a YouTube video. And we're going to be talking about one YouTube video in particular here in a moment. But you can submit whatever you want, and then it appears in the upcoming stories page of the site, where it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to have a special guest on the line here tonight to start things out. If you did not hear last night's program, we do this show, by the way, 7 nights a week live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you don't get the Friday and weekday edition of the show in your local talk radio station, you should talk to them about that. But you missed out a lengthy discussion about what happened to our friend Carlos Miller, somebody who has for a long time now been kind of someone we check in with from time to time. Unfortunately, it's usually during very unfortunate circumstances, as is the case
as
with
Carlos
this one.
Is apt to find.
And his name is Carlos Miller. He is the man behind photographyisnotacrime.com, and he's a professional photojournalist, independent. And Carlos, you're with us on Skype tonight. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. What's happening, guys?
Good to hear from you.
Sounds good. Always nice to hear your voice, Carlos. And I'm glad that you're not in a cage right now after what happened a few nights ago in Miami at the Metro Rail station. Before we get into what actually transpired, let's give our listeners who might be new to Carlos Miller kind of a bit of a history as to how you went from just regular old independent photojournalist to the primary proponent of, you know, all manner of news and activism information about photojournalism and, you know, the fact that photography is not a crime, wherein you report on your website a bunch of different stories of photographers and videographers all around this country being aggressed against by people calling themselves usually the police. In your case, recently, it was private security at a government metro rail. But what got you started down this road?
Well, in 2007, I was down in Miami taking pictures for a story I was writing, and I came across some cops. The cops were part of the story. I took some pictures. They told me, don't take our picture. I knew my rights. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been, you know, doing journalism for a long time, at least at that point, at least 10 years. And, you know, they told me, no, this is a private matter. I said, this is a public road. And it all started from there. They basically beat me up. They pounded my head into the pavement. They broke a camera flash, and they cracked a lens, and they threw me in jail for 16 hours, and they charged me with 9 misdemeanors. So when I got out of jail, I was pretty upset, to say the least, and they had accused me of standing in the middle of the street blocking traffic, which I was not doing. The picture I took, which fortunately they did not delete, So the traffic was behind the officer. So I thought it was going to be an easy case. I said, well, I'm going to take this to court. You know, I faced a judge the following morning after spending 16 hours in a county jail. And he said, well, you know, we'll let you go with time served. And I could have let it go at that. I could have said, well, fine. Most people would have. Yep. Because once you spend 16 hours in jail, you really don't want to deal with the system anymore. But I didn't break the law, you know, and I wasn't going to get stuck with 9 misdemeanors on my record.
Yep.
So I pleaded not guilty, and a trial was set. I started the blog.
I think this is important to point out to folks, Carlos, is that the those that call themselves the authorities, the folks in charge, thought that this matter could be done with time served. Whatever punishment there was to be had, as long as you admitted guilt for doing nothing, they would let you go at zero. I mean, they don't need to punish you any further. Now go on.
Right, and that's a good point you make, Mark, is because, you know, the cops have a saying. They say you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And I've beaten the rap several times since 2007, and I will beat the rap in my latest incident, but I have not been able to beat the ride or the beatdown. And that's the issue we're having now. And, you know, I didn't beat obviously I didn't beat the ride that time in 2007, but I started the blog. And I really want to point out that in this day and age where we all have access to the internet, we all basically have access to the press, where we are able to create our own press and to be our own press, where that wasn't the case 10 years ago when I got out of school, in journalism school. Mm-hmm. And when I got out of journalism school in 1997, or it was 94 actually, but, you know, I traveled around and stuff. And when I started working in 97, it was you had to work for a newspaper to get published. And even then, you have editors and publishers. But even then, we all had freedom of the press, according to the Constitution. We all had freedom of the press, but we did not have access to the press. And for the first time in history, in recent years, we have freedom of the press. So mm-hmm. I utilized that freedom of the press, even though I was actually a working journalist, and they wrote about my story on a website. I was actually working for People magazine at that same time. You know, they were not interested in my story, you know.
Sure.
So I created
the mainstream media is generally not interested in stories that will challenge the status quo and call out the police as, you know, the violent people that they can be. Not all of them, I don't think, are that way, but certainly it happens often enough. And nowadays, as you say, everybody's got a video camera if they've got a cell phone on them. And it's even easier now to capture the police behaving badly than ever before. So there's no shortage of videos about this online on YouTube, but, you know, they just don't really tend to cover that stuff on the mainstream media news.
I think another thing that is worth pointing out here is that there's this old 12th century maxim that we all believe that is ignorance of the law is no excuse. You've been told this your whole lives. Right. But I think that when it comes to the police and photography, and frankly, most people in photography, people don't know, and this is really most laws. There's more laws in the United States than one can read in four lifetimes. So it just doesn't, you know, I mean, it doesn't hold water. It's a 900-year-old maxim, and it doesn't make any sense today. But, you know, the police don't know the laws when it comes to these things, and of course they're going to enforce what they believe to be the law, which is, I can tell anybody to do anything around photography because terrorists take pictures.
Well, they do know the law in a lot of instances.
Maybe,
and
yeah.
They just pretend they don't know the law, or they pretend they're going to create their own laws. And that's the issue I keep running into, is that, for example, the other night, you know, I run into a security guard. Me and a buddy of mine were taking pictures off the Metro Rail, and they start announcing over the loudspeaker, you're not allowed to take pictures. And I started video recording from my cell phone. They came out to confront us, and the guard tells us, well, you're not allowed to photograph the rails. You know, that's really stupid. Because number one, the rails are probably the same in most rail stations. Number two, you can go on to Miami-Dade Metro Rail's own website, and they got pictures of the rails.
Of the rails.
now, hold on a second. You said you were out taking pictures. Did you go out for the purpose of – because you've had trouble here with the Miami-Dade Metro Rail before. Did you go out for the purpose of finding a little trouble with these folks? Or
No. That's, you know, to be honest with you, I've always – you know, and as you guys know, and a lot of people know, I frequently go out to places – like the TSA or the federal buildings, or even in the past, the Metro Rail, to purposely test out their knowledge of the photo policy. I'm very upfront about that. I tell the guards that, or the cops that, when they confront me, yeah, we're testing out your knowledge. You know, I don't want to mislead anybody in what I do. In this case, you know, but since we filed a lawsuit against the Metro Rail in March 2011, I basically kept them at an arm's length, the Metro Rail. I've ridden it a couple of times when I have to go to downtown, and I don't really confront the guards with photography because I don't want to, you know, I'm in a lawsuit right now, so I don't want to give off the impression to a jury that this guy is basically doesn't care. He's stirring up trouble just for the sake of stirring trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to send a message out that, you know, that these guys are not respecting the law. But no, I wasn't. So we were coming home from a friend's house. I had a friend of mine from staying with me from Los Angeles, an old friend of mine, and he had never been to Miami before.
Was this his first time, by the way, in some sort of a police encounter like this?
And, you know, that's the first time he's been arrested, and yeah, you know, he's actually a really good friend of mine. I've known that we've worked at newspapers together since '97. Actually, we worked at three newspapers together, and.
I want to come back with more, Carlos. You're willing to stay with us for the entire hour. So, folks, if you got questions for Carlos, Carlos Miller from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. He's here with us, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number.
If you think that terrorists take pictures, Carlos would love to talk to you.
I love how he took pictures of the rail, which are already on the Metro Rail's website. You'll find out what they did to Carlos and his friend here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. So if you've got a question for Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, your call will be given priority at the moment at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's, once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We also are on Skype. You can connect to us with username lrn.fm through Skype, although right now Carlos is on our Skype, so if you want to get on Skype, we'll have to wait on that. So if you want to talk to Carlos, call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI, who sponsors our phone lines, is it's a company. It's a collections company that's owned by a guy who really values the freedom to take pictures like Carlos Miller does. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, consider SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI at freetalklive.com.
Ever since an encounter in 2007 with the police on the street where they attacked him and kidnapped him, arrested him, took him into a jail cell for many, many hours, and then finally let him out, ever since that time, Carlos Miller has been standing up in multiple occasions for the rights of individuals, people like you, to take pictures when you're in public, whether it's of the police, the government people doing their job, or of some kind of a building or structure, or in this case, train tracks or a rail at the Miami Metro Rail, you should be able to photograph it. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, right? But apparently some of these police officers have either misplaced their brains
these
or...
security.
Right. In this case, it was security officers. But, I'm sure they wish they were government police. Anyway, we're talking about the incident that happened most recently to you, Carlos, and we've just barely kind of scratched the surface of it at this point. People who have not yet seen the video can go to photographyisnotacrime.com. It's the main article there at the moment. Also, we've linked directly to it on our Facebook and Twitter, so folks can go over there and check that out when you get a chance. We played the full audio from it last night on the air on Free Talk Live and kind of dissected what went down. Basically, you're at a Metro Rail station because you were going home. With a longtime friend, you guys were just taking some pictures, and somebody on the overheads yells at you, some security guard yells at you to stop taking pictures, and then they came down and confronted you.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened. And my friend was taking a picture of the Dade County Courthouse, which is an awesome building, by the way. It was built in 1926. It's an Art Deco-style building. I'm very proud of my city here, as you guys know, and I'm showing this guy Miami, my friend from L.A., Miami, and I'm telling him, this building looks a lot like L.A. County Hall, or City Hall, because it's the same type of architecture, and he's taking a picture, I'm taking a picture of him to put on Facebook, he's wearing one of the shirts I'm selling, it was just kind of like we're waiting for the damn train.
Sure.
Go home. That's all we're doing. We're just horsing around, but not really horsing around in a way we're all...
And it's important to point out, there is no one else there. I don't know what time of night this is or how busy this particular train station is, but at this time, it appears from the video footage that it is you and your friend, and until the security agents show up, that's it.
Yeah, well, what happened is we got to... it's midnight. We're waiting for the last train. It's Sunday night. And there are some people, but towards the middle. We walked all the way to the end of the station because there's no overhead over, so we wanted to take a picture of the building. Mm-hmm. And we're at the very, very end where people don't go because the train actually stops in the middle. So we're going to take the picture. And then when the guards started yelling at us over the loudspeaker, I said, okay, I had the cell phone in my hand, so I started hitting video record. That's when I started recording.
You knew there was going to be trouble. Like, this is your first merry-go-round when it comes to these folks and this particular train station and taking pictures. And you've had it, some kind of lawsuit where they have to, there's a memorandum taped to the wall that says that you're allowed to take pictures, right?
Well, that was in 2010 when we fought, before the lawsuit, they supposedly sent out this memo. But people are stupid. And so I figured, I'm going to have this on camera. And I honestly believed it was going to be cool. I thought, okay, they're going to give us the usual. Well, we're just checking you guys out because of terrorism and blah, blah, blah. But this guy, I like to approach people in a very respectful manner. I like to be very professional. I say, hey, how you doing, sir? And he basically started saying, you're not allowed to photograph the rails. We were not photographing the rails, but... there is no law against photographing the rails.
But he claimed that there was. And this portion of the video, I mean, it just starts out being absolutely ridiculous with the first words out of his mouth being that you can't photograph the rail. And, of course, you ask why. And, of course, and his answer to that is basically because I said so. I mean, there's some law he believes and that he just basically reiterates himself and says you can't photograph the rail. He never answers to you as to why.
Right. And when I asked him what law it is, he tells me you either turn off that camera or you leave.
Yeah. Well, I am the law.
Well, yeah, and obviously, I am the last person you're going to say that to. You know, this is what I stand for. This is for, ever since I started the blog, you don't tell me to turn off a camera when I have every right to keep that camera on or leave. You know, I just paid my fare. I've been paying for this metro rail through my taxes, you know, all my life, basically. Sure. And you don't have every right to be on that metro rail. And for that guy to say that, well, you know, I'm not going to turn off the camera. You know, and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to just let him talk. I'm going to say, well, no, I'm going to keep it on. I just want to basically, I told him, I'm not going to leave. I'll leave when the train comes. That's what I told him.
And most police officers, or in this case, the security officer, private security working in a government train facility, they're not used to people like you, Carlos. They're used to, if somebody's taking a photograph, they're used to, you know, if they tell them not to, just people bending over and doing what they're told. But you didn't do that. And sometimes that means that they'll step up the escalation.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. And they're so used to people, you know, just basically bowing down. People who might know their rights, people who might know the law, but people who don't want to get their ass beat like I did. People who don't want to get end up in handcuffs. You know, I used to be that guy. And I knew my rights. I knew the law. I knew I was smarter than these people. But I would walk away. And every time I did that, it made me sick. It left me with a very sick feeling. And I just finally stopped doing that. That's it. You know, why? Why should I, you know, why should we let these guys twist the law around and do something that's not? I mean, all I'm asking for is just respect the law. I'm not, you know, that's it. Just respect the law that exists right now. I'm not asking for a whole lot. I'm not asking to change the law.
Right. No, and if you don't stand up for a right, this is an important aspect. If you don't stand up for a right, you're not going to have it. I mean, rights go away because governments infringe upon them. And if somebody doesn't stand up and say, nope, this isn't going to happen, not on my watch, because supposedly the story we're told is that we, the people, in order to form a better union or whatever the preamble is there, this is our government. And so therefore, it's our responsibility to protect the rights of everybody who's listening to me, or at least, you know, it's something that we can do. And I thank you for protecting my right to take pictures, Carlos.
Yeah, and it really, you know, it boils down to that we have the right, you know, we have the right to express ourselves. I mean, the numerous court cases have determined that photography in public is a First Amendment right. You know, that's not the question anymore. You know, we can take it to court again, and it'll be determined again. I mean, it was just recently done with the whole Illinois thing in the Supreme Court where they basically refused to hear the whole wiretapping thing.
Right. Police have, you know, started using this term wiretapping for taking pictures or video of them while they're doing their, you know, the public's work about being paid public dollars on public property.
Let's come back with more here in moments with Carlos Miller from photographyisnotacrime.com. It's absolutely critical that people stand up for their rights. But it has to be more than just Carlos. It has to be more than just one person. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live.com. Do enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. Some of those features include listening options, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. Different streaming bit rates are available to you, so one of those will fit your internet connection speed. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. Once again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's other ways for you to listen, like over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard on Extreme Talk on the weekends and then America's Talk during the week. Plus, we're up on KU-Ban on free-to-air across all of North America. You can get us that way in addition to our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. And we are on with Carlos Miller, who is our special guest tonight from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. He's a photojournalist, an independent photojournalist who has been for years revealing the awful situation that many photographers are having to deal with. And when I say photographer, I mean you. If you've got a camera on your smartphone or a video device on there that allows you to record something, and you find yourself in public recording whatever it is you're recording, then all of a sudden a cop comes and gets in your face as this cop did, or not, I guess not a cop, but security agent, private security agent at the government's metro rail in Miami. This guy came up, got in Carlos's face. The video's over at photographysnotacrime.com. Demanded that he stop taking pictures of the rail. Apparently, his job is to protect and serve the rail. And even though there are pictures of the rail on the Miami Metro Rail website, that didn't matter. The cop, the officer, what do you call this? Security officer. I guess officer is an okay term for it. The officer in this case, the guard, he said that that there's some law to prevent you from taking pictures of the rail. You asked him what the law was, Carlos, and he couldn't answer. So he just decided to assert his authority all over you and then picked on you because you apparently had a beer or two that night.
Yeah, well, I had like maybe three vodkas over 3 hours or so. And you know, whatever. That's really not the point because I'm not driving. And honestly, even if I was driving, I would not be legally drunk. I mean, I weigh 190 pounds. I can handle three drinks easily. But we were taking a rail because it was part of the whole tourism package tour and given to my friend. You know, this is how we do it in Miami. We party with a friend of mine in downtown Miami. We take the train back to my home back in near Coconut Grove. And that was it. It was part of that deal. And when he comes up, when he realizes I'm not buying his BS on it not being illegal to photograph the rails, then he comes, you're drunk, you're drinking. And I asked him, well, what's it to you? You know, it's none of his business if I've been drinking, because I'm not disturbing anybody else. I mean, there wasn't anybody else on there, even if there was, I wasn't disturbing.
Well, his claim later in the video was that you were that you were a nuisance. And that's, I found that particularly ridiculous because, as was pointed out before, the video footage makes it pretty clear. There's nobody around in the vicinity of this this portion of the rail station that you were located. So you couldn't possibly have been a nuisance to anyone.
No, and we're being very cooperative. You know, I walked up to him. I mean, if we were a nuisance, we would have let them walk up to us and let them. No, we walked up to them. I even said, let's do this to save time. So let's just get through this little whatever we have to get through, this little conversation or this little discussion or interview or whatever they want to call it. Let's just get through it so we can move on with the night. That's all I wanted to do.
Sure, you wanted to go home.
I really expected him to come up. I expected him to come up and say, okay, you check out fine. Okay, just stay safe. That's what you would expect for professional security guards or professionals.
No, this guy was looking to start a fight because right before he accused you of being drunk, you had actually said, he had said to stop taking photos of the rail, and you had actually agreed, okay, I'll stop. You had actually said that, and then he went right into I smell alcohol on your breath.
Yeah, well,
it was a code 35 or something like that.
Yeah, well, if you noticed on my friend's video, he started shooting our feet. He starts moving closer to me. You know, I'm sitting there, well, this guy obviously had a chip on his shoulder. I don't want to get into it with him. You know, I want to go home. You know, I don't care, you know, whatever. I don't mind discussing or debating photography, but I really don't want to get physical with anybody. He's getting closer to me. He has an issue with me. And I said, okay, whatever. I'm not going to photograph the rails. You're right. At that point, I'm satisfied because I already captured his ignorance on camera. So, okay, well, I got what I need. You know, I was planning at that time to post it on YouTube and say, look, this guy, these people still don't get it. But he wants to push it.
Yep, he took it to the next level, and at around that point, there was a second guard who started to zero in on you, and by the end, there was a third one there.
And this is something I think it's really important to note, is that, you know, we're told that the watchers watch the watchers, that, you know, whomever it is, whoever's enforcing the law that day is going to keep an eye on the other law.
Man, I'm sorry, you got to remember, you're on national radio. We'll give you a pass on one, but be careful from this point on.
Well, yeah, okay, look, let me tell you, you know, God, we could go on for 2 hours about this. And, you know, after my first incident in 2010, when I walked into the Metro station with an HDNet TV crew behind me, because we had been permanently banned a month earlier, and I was assaulted by a security guard, and that guard took my camera, and I went after him with another camera, and I pulled out my iPhone, and I was giving back my camera, He had already hit me once, and I let that go, and he comes after me, hits me again, and I hit him back, and I punched him in the face, and I said, you know, then it got really ugly. He came after me with a whatever you call these little nightsticks you have.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, collapsible baton.
Right, a baton. And I run out. I just run out of the metro station. He still has my camera. The cops come. Fine. You know, they did not arrest me because we had video of this guy hitting me first. I ran into that same cop who was like a sergeant or a detective back, you know, later on during the Occupy Miami movement, when, you know, I had camped out there one night to do my journalism. And I ran into him the next morning, and that cop comes up to me. He goes, yeah, I know who you are. You're Carlos Miller. You know, I'm kind of getting used to that by now. He goes to me, he goes, you know what? You know, he was mad at me because of what I wrote about that incident in 2010. He goes, yeah, you made yourself seem like such a bad, like such a tough man. You beat him up. Well, you know, that guy called the paramedics. I didn't call the paramedics on me. You know, that guy was bleeding, and he was the one. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, I know he was bleeding, but the guy goes, and he said, you know, you should have called the cops as soon as he took your camera. And I told him, you know what? I don't call the cops because the cops are going to back up the security guards. And he told me, he goes, you know what? We won't. We do the law. You know, and I don't trust cops. We had a really conversation. It was like 30 minutes right there in front of all these activists.
And I wish I could trust the cops, but they, you know, they prove over and over again, a lot of them do, that they're very distrustful.
The story where police allow you to photograph isn't going to get put on the news, but there are a lot of stories out there, and photographyisnotacrime.com is a great place to go to find them. There are a lot of stories out there where law enforcement officers, not security guards, law enforcement officers will go after citizens or journalists for taking pictures.
Look, and here's the thing. Like, this cop back in during the Occupy movement, he told me, well, we'll be fair. But what happened this time, when the cops showed up, when the City of Miami cops showed up and Miami-Dade cops showed up, they all knew who I was. They all saw me handcuffed and sitting there with my friend Eddie Northager, who's never been handcuffed before in his life. And this guy's terrified.
This guy didn't do anything. I saw this video. He did nothing. He was standing by.
He was with Carlos. I mean, that's the crime.
No, he did a great job in capturing the incident. And I want to really, really stress that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who follow me. They're saying, well, Eddie should have jumped in, you know, when I was being
and done what?
Yeah, he could have done anything. You know, but, you know, he did a great job on capturing that
video.
He did what he should have done. And because of him, we have it out there on evidence. And because of him, we are able to amend the current lawsuit into a federal level.
So let's talk more about that here in a moment. And also, I want to know more about what happened after they arrested you and Eddie as well. So stand by. More with Carlos Miller. If you've got a question for him, he's from photographyisnotacrime.com. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Once again, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue his story in moments about the attack by security officers on the Miami Metro Rail.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like, though we are talking with Carlos Miller right now from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at FreeTalkLive.com and join us in real life at the upcoming Liberty Forum. The 2013 edition of the Liberty Forum is happening in less than a month at this point. It's February 21st through the 24th. In fact, Carlos Miller was one of the guest speakers at the 2012 Liberty Forum. It was great to be able to meet you there in real life, Carlos, and welcome back. You've been on the show with us throughout the evening tonight, and glad to have you. I'm glad you're not in a jail cell and not too hurt after the security agents attacked you at the Miami Metro Rail. We'll get back into that story in a moment. But take us back real quick to a year ago when you were at the Liberty Forum. What was the most fun part of being at the Liberty Forum for you, Carlos?
You know what? The most fun part was actually being in the newsroom that you have up there. I forgot what you guys called it. But, you know, the newsroom you guys set up there, after we did the whole thing with the in the courthouse, where I almost got arrested, and I really think I was very lucky I didn't get arrested. But we went back up there, and we got that news rush. And I do a lot of news on my own. And I'm a blogger. I work by myself. But we were back there. We got video, and I was there with Jason Talley, and I was at Damo. And we were uploading video. That, to me, was awesome. I love that. And you're up there, and we were doing all that. I mean, I don't know. That was really cool. We got a picture up there. It was me, Adamo, and Jason.
Yeah, you're actually talking about the Keene Activist Center, not the Liberty Forum event, but I can see how it all meld into one for you. Because what happened was,
I follow the newsroom. You know, I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
And you had all these computers up there, and you had, I mean, all, and it was awesome. That part was awesome. And but I tell you what, though, I had a lot of other good times there. I mean, you know, just speaking, of course, and meeting everybody that, meeting people in person that I had talked to for years online. Putting yourself in.
It's a great crowd over at the Liberty Forum, and it's happening again. Folks can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered. Use our discount code, which is FTL2013, to get a 10% discount on the already low, low convention price. I mean, you cannot find hotel conventions for this price. $209, the regular price. Take another 10% off of that. That includes 5 hotel meals, and these meals are not cheap meals, so you're going to be eating good. And it's a good deal as well. So, again, go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You'll learn about some of the speakers that they've got coming up this year. And so Carlos Miller is with us here from photographyisnotacrime.com. We're talking about the attack that happened against you and a friend who was visiting you in Miami from Los Angeles. It was his first time. You could tell, you know, from how he was, what he was saying and what he was doing in the video, that this was definitely his first time really interacting with the police-like people. In this case, it's private security. In this way, and you know, you gave him some props, Carlos, and he deserves it. He kept that camera trained on the situation, on the action, as the police they act like some cops. These private security agents took you down to the ground for basically not doing what they told you to, which was leaving the train station, because they say that you were taking pictures of the rail, which they say is illegal, but have no explanation as to why. He actually kept that camera on them until they finally came after him. Then the camera feed goes silent. And I'm wondering, what was it that happened after that? Obviously, that was not recorded on video. So what can you tell us from that point on?
Well, they actually became a little nicer after that. A little nicer, not a whole lot nicer. They handcuffed us. They made us sit down. It reminded me a lot of the Oscar Grant shooting, if you guys remember that.
Which one was that?
2009 and on the Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Oh, the BART cop shooting. Yeah.
BART cop shooting where Oscar Grant was shot in the back by a transit cop. And do you remember that part where they're all sitting against, they're all handcuffed and they're all sitting against the wall? That's how we were. Mm. It reminded me a lot of that. And then we were walked down. Here's the part that really blew my mind, is one of the guards actually returned my phone. You know, the phone was basically knocked away during the whole struggle. He put the phone on my lap because my hands were behind my back. And when they lifted me up to take me downstairs to meet the actual cops, one of the guards, it wasn't one of the ones who attacked me. These were new guards. I get the impression that when all the guards came, they kind of figured out who I was. I don't know. They knew who I was beforehand, because I don't think that guard, when I mentioned my name, he goes, I don't care who you are.
Yep.
And not that I like to say that, you know, I'm Mr. Bigwig, I do want to stress.
You gave the man fair warning. Yeah. I mean, the fact is, you've got a lawsuit against this particular company for exactly this stuff, and they are going to be hung out to dry, and he went ahead and did it again. And
right.
It's hubris.
And this is why I try to be very upfront with who I am. I'm not one of these people. I know a lot of the activists are. Well, I'm not going to identify myself. I don't care if you know who I am. I will tell you who I am. I have nothing to hide. And you can look me up. You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to give you my ID. But you know what? You're going to know who you're dealing with. You know, and I'm going to give you a fair warning.
So you're sitting there, and then what happened?
So then the cops come. We're led downstairs. I had no shoes because they pulled my shoes off. And one of the guards was basically walking me down the stairs, and I told him, I can walk alone. He goes, well, you know, you're barefoot. I wanted to stress the fact that I can walk, you know, without assistance, because I wasn't drunk. I could walk. I'm beat up. I was choked to death, basically, and I'm handcuffed. I could walk down the stairs, you know, because I knew everything would be used against me. So anyway, he's still holding on to me. We walk downstairs. Cops come. And the cops don't really give a damn. They don't care what we have to say. I go, look, I want to say my side of the story. No. Oh, you're Carlos Miller. Yeah, we're not going to hear your side of the story. Paramedics come. Are you hurt? Yes, I'm hurt. Well, you look fine to me. These paramedics are saying that from their standing up position where I'm sitting down. And look, I'm beat up. And I want to get that on the record, you know? No, you look fine to me. It basically was everybody was in cahoots with each other.
The fix was in.
Yeah, the fix was in. And they all know each other. You know, these security guards all graduated. Many of them graduated from the police academy. Many of them probably were fired from police departments. This security company was actually founded by a former Miami-Dade sergeant back in '70. So they hire a lot of cops. They hire a lot of ex-cops. They hire a lot of fired cops. It is a big, and you know, and maybe a lot of these guards go on to become cops. It's like, you know, these are the minor leagues of cops.
Yep.
That's what that is. And that's all there is to it. You know, they got their veterans who've been cops. They got their up-and-comers who want to be cops. And they all think they're cops. And that's what these cops thought. That's what these guards thought they were. They thought they were cops.
That's why I keep mistaking them for cops, because they were behaving like cops. That's for sure, like a lot of them do. So the cops show up. They don't really care what you have to say. The paramedics ignore your injuries. And then what?
And then, you know, to make a long story short, these guys need to figure out, these cops need to figure out what to charge us with. You know, so, because they have nothing, you know, because they would like to get us for trespassing, but, and they even asked me, well, have you been warned about trespassing here? I said, no, because there's no, you know, to get a trespassing ban, you have to actually have broken the law, you know, and I've never broken the law on that train. So they don't have that. And then they're like,
and now,
well,
wait a second, Carlos, this police officer advised you, or this, excuse me, the security guard advised you that taking pictures of the track was illegal. So clearly they charged you with taking pictures of the railroad
ordinance
track.
Number 75.
Well, when they write you a citation or when they put you in jail, they need to actually come up with something that's in the books.
Right. Oh, you are you telling me that this guy was just making crap up
on
the
apparently
fly?
It wasn't in the books.
That's the whole point. Yeah, he was making everything up. There's nothing in the books that says it's illegal to photograph the rails, you know, and they could, you know, and they can't even get me for public drunkenness or disorderly drunkenness or whatever they call the law, because you need to actually have an alcoholic beverage in your hand and you need to actually be creating a disturbance to other people. And as you noted, there's nobody else around. We had no alcohol on us. There was nothing on us. They had nothing, you know, we had nothing, no contraband on us. So they couldn't really figure it out. So finally they decided, we're going to get them for loud and excessive noise. Because I guess when they were strangling me, I was saying, help me, help me, help me, please help me. You know, I can't breathe. And maybe, from when I looked up from my position down below when I was being strangled, there was people looking down from above because there was other people up there. They didn't have cameras. But so maybe that's where the loud noise comes in. Now I have to take that to have to appeal that. I have to go through the whole process. I'm going to write the whole appeal letter, which I've done before, and I've been very successful at before. So this is going to be a cakewalk. But we have to go through the whole process because I'm not going to, I mean, otherwise.
Man, you're keeping your lawyers busy. I mean,
I'm very fortunate to have very good lawyers.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I do have I do want to give them a shout out. This lawyer in this case is Michael Pansier. He's a born and raised Miami native, Cuban American, and he's been by my side since 2007. He helped me out with my first appeal, even though I did a pro se. And my other lawyer, Arnold Trevilla, is also a Cuban American from Miami, and he's been by my side since 2007. I myself am a Colombian American, but you know, Miami, we're like that. You know, we're
Carlos.
It's like that in Miami.
Can you stick with us for another segment into the next hour?
Sure, why not?
More with Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, because we're not done with this. He's got this lawsuit that is pending, and now it's going to be modified. And we really talked about what this is going to mean for the suit. So more with Carlos, and if you've got a question for him, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Hour number two is next for Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.